Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
Today I'd like to share with you on the baptism in the Holy Ghost, how to receive the precious baptism in the Holy Spirit. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit when I was about 27 years old. And I have been praying in tongues ever since, and I'm now 76. So about 50 years I've been praying in the Spirit. It has been one of the most wonderful prayer tools. It makes prayer so beautiful, so simple, so glorious, so supernatural. With great ease, we can pray in tongues. This beautiful language of the Spirit flows out of us. And it builds us up. It edifies us. It lets us know the enemy's strategies as we begin to pray the mind of Christ. We will receive instruction from the Lord, interpretation of what we've prayed. We pray for the gifts of the Spirit to operate through us. And many times the Lord has given me the interpretation of what I've prayed in tongues. But today I would like to share with you how easy it is to receive the mighty baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I want to go to Acts chapter 19, starting in verse 1, and we will go through verse 6. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were you baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied, and all the men were about 12. So when we begin to see how easy it was, Paul laid his hands on these disciples at Ephesus, and they received the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues. Receiving the baptism in the Holy Ghost is so simple. The easiest way to receive it is through the laying on of hands. If there's nobody around you to lay hands on you, lay hands on yourself. I received the baptism in the Holy Ghost at 3 a.m. in the morning on my couch by myself. I was so hungry. I knew there was more. I knew in Scripture, I saw it in Scripture, that the baptism in the Holy Ghost was real. But I didn't have anybody to walk me through it. But listen, the Holy Spirit did. And as I laid on the couch and I said, Lord, I don't know how to receive this gift, this baptism, but would you teach me? And I saw a picture of a boat sitting out in the water. And then I saw myself getting out of the boat like Peter did and walked on the water. And I said, well, I heard this thought down in my spirit, get out of the boat. Betty, get out of the boat. And I said, Lord, how do I get out of the boat? And I knew that you had to throw your leg over the boat to get out of the boat. And I pictured myself throwing my leg over. So I thought, well, it says they spoke in other tongues. I had been studying the scripture on it, and I knew that I had to open my mouth. So I opened my mouth, and nothing came out of it. The second time, I opened my mouth, but nothing came out. And I said, Lord, what am I doing wrong? And this little voice came rolling up, this thought rolled out of my spirit and said, speak. That's all he said, speak. And so, okay, I had my mouth open and I had to speak. But then I said, Lord, I don't know what to say. And you know, I was just like a baby. I mean, I didn't know anything, but I was just hungry. And I knew Jesus was my baptizer. And I said, Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Spirit. I opened my mouth. I took a deep breath. And I said, I will speak in my heavenly language. God, I don't care what it sounds like. I don't care what syllables come out. I will release this language by faith. I took a deep breath and I began to pray in my spirit language. The Holy Ghost came upon me, and as I got louder in my language and I got more confident in it, it rolled out of me just like hot butter rolled out of me. And I took a deep breath and I said, Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Spirit. I'm a believer and I want this baptism. I need it. And I believe it is for every believer. And so he did. I opened my mouth, took a deep breath, didn't care what came out of my mouth. Didn't care if it sounded like baby babble. I didn't care. I was going to speak by faith the language that God gave me. When I took a deep breath, I began to speak one word at a time. Eros boras. Ketioman, Joterela, Bukuruma, Bumarasa, Abakilio, Jegezomba, Zubruvampopas, Beliabatai. And after about a minute, I was not speaking just one word. I was speaking a fluent language. Ogorosia sepeco sacalio por romane valamaro. Baravaso bocura bacasia sete. Bruvosontolo bocura bacalia baravana. Bruvorembo rovosare belebalio paravai. Bruvosato bravanta hale. Ora sara de vacombanda. Now look, I never know what the first syllable is that's going to come out of my mouth, because it comes out by faith. We speak in tongues by faith. And as we yield our tongue, as we yield our vocal cords, as we yield our voice to the Lord, and we don't care what it sounds like, you have to get out of yourself to get into the Holy Spirit. So just trust Jesus is your baptizer. Trust that he will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. I believe the baptism in the Holy Ghost is not just for prayer, but it's for ministry. The Holy Ghost, after that, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, you shall receive power. That is dunamis. That is the dynamite of heaven. So as we begin to pray in tongues, I tell you, God is a miracle-working God. The baptism in the Holy Ghost will bring you into the supernatural, because you are speaking supernaturally by the Spirit. How do you receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost? Very simply. Put your hand on your forehead and say, Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Spirit. You are my baptizer. And Father, I thank you that the baptism in the Holy Spirit is mine. Number two, take a deep breath. Fill your lungs up with air, because you're fixing to speak in your own personal prayer tongue. And then, don't care what it sounds like, speak out loud. Just begin to speak, and the Spirit of God will give you the utterance. The utterance, you will speak it from your spirit man. You may even want to put your hand on your belly, because that's where that language comes from, your core being where God lives. And I tell you, as you begin to release that language by faith, word by word, agragio, some, sabela, donde, balo, buratata, burisiba moshaka, burisebere vetataya. You will speak in tongues. Now listen, once you start speaking, don't stop. Pray for about 2 minutes in tongues. Just keep going. Keep going. It's kind of like you're walking on the water now. You've got out of the boat. You've got out of your comfort zone. You've got into the supernatural waters of the Spirit, and you just keep swimming. Keep swimming. Keep swimming. Keep talking. Keep speaking in tongues. And I tell you what, it will be glorious. It will be glorious because you're walking by faith. You're speaking by faith. You've gotten out of the natural into the supernatural. This is powerful. So let me go back over it again. Lay your hands on yourself and say, Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Take a deep breath. God, I don't care what it sounds like. I'm going to speak the language that flows out of me. There is no wrong syllables. Every syllable is of God. There are no wrong syllables. Just begin to let it flow like a river. Don't be concerned about what the next syllable is. Let it flow. Words will turn into sentences. Sentences turn into paragraphs. Paragraphs turn into pages. And you will soon be praying in the Holy Ghost for hours. You don't have to think about what you're saying because it's the language of the Spirit. This language does not come out of your head. It comes out of your spirit. Some of you, for the first time, will locate your spirit man when you start speaking in tongues, because your spirit man is praying. He that prayeth in an unknown tongue, his spirit prayeth. So we need to understand our spirit prays in tongues, and we release it through our mouth. So don't make it difficult. Salvation was not difficult. You believed and you received. You confessed with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. And so this is the same way. It is speaking by the Spirit as the Spirit gives you utterance. You're no longer speaking out of your head, but now your tongue is connected to your spirit, and you speak by the Spirit, never knowing what you're going to say. This is a glorious day. Don't let today, don't let yourself go to sleep tonight without putting your head on your pillow and say, oh Jesus, I'm so hungry for the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Maybe you only had one or two words or three words. You have just not prayed loud enough or long enough. When you begin to get alone with God, don't stop praying until you have a fluent language. I hope this has helped you today. Listen, the days we're in, we must have the mighty baptism in the Holy Ghost. Paul obviously said, I pray in tongues more than you all. It was an important, integral part of his daily prayer unto God. So let it be so with us. Let us pray in tongues more every day. So I'm going to go now, but I call you blessed, and I hope this has helped you understand you too can receive the mighty baptism in the Holy Spirit if you are a believer. If you're not a believer, call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, I call on you today to save me. Jesus, I believe you died for me. You shed your blood for me, and I receive you into my life right now. I will not be God of my own life. I am not going to be on the throne of my own life. But Jesus, I ask you now to come in and save me. By your precious blood, wash me as white as snow. I call you blessed.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com.